welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by my co-host and career coach, Chris Schaefer. Chris, I just got to give you a compliment this week. I've been thinking about it. You've been working hard. You are such a good example of what hard work can do for a career. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to be good at what you do. People don't have to like you. But if you're hardworking, you can accomplish anything. So, you know, your hard work has really helped you out in your career. And really, it's everything for you. Everything. So I just want to give you that compliment. And welcome back, man. It's good to be alone again.
It's good to be a successful idiot. I appreciate that.
Come on, Chris. You know I'm just joking. But honestly, I don't have any insults left because every week I'm like, how can I insult Chris? And honestly, Chris, today I'm retiring it.
We'll go back to jean shorts
and all that.
No.
But hard insults, I'm retiring it because 2 weeks ago I called you my pet gerbil. I can't top it.
Yeah.
I can't that top one was it. Good so one. I'm going to quit at the top.
Well, happy Halloween to you. Do you have plans for Halloween?
Yeah, I'm going to sit in my family room and watch the NBA.
Oh, come on.
And hang out with my dog while my girlfriend stands in the front yard and
horrible
gives kids candy.
Horrible. Are you a full candy bar giver or like the little fun pack things?
Definitely not a full candy bar.
No. No. I mean, you're super successful. Why not? Right.
Well, I am super successful. And when you get to be super successful, and you'll find this out, Chris, you move to a certain part of town with large houses, right? And then during Halloween, there just seems to be a lot more trick-or-treaters in your neighborhood than kids you see on a day-to-day basis. So we got a ration, Chris.
Because you're in the rich neighborhood now. That's where you live then. Okay.
You could say that. Earlier today, I also told you that I sold my house and moved into an apartment, and they just turned off the water because I'm not paying my bills. So which one is it, Chris? You don't even know me, bro.
Yeah, I do.
Keep acting like you do, but you don't.
You still have the same bland wallpaper behind you or paint behind you. Nothing's
changed.
Hey, Chris,
look, it's my kitchen. Hey, Chris, look, it's my bedroom.
Nothing's changed. All right, well, guys, well, I think we have a pretty good topic today. Jason, you want to tell everybody about this new series we're doing on the podcast?
Yes. So Chris really just had a great idea here because he's a great guy. We're going to build out a Google AdWords campaign with you guys as if we had this client, and everyone's going to see our thought process from start to finish.
Yeah. A live build out with an audible thought process between me and Jason. And we're not going to try and do this in, you know, 30, 40 minutes. This is going to be maybe up to about a 6-part series. And today what we're going to cover is ad groups and campaigns, basically the starting strategy and structure of how to start and think through the first part of an AdWords campaign build out.
Now, Chris, we picked Sweetums Dental.
Sweetums, say it right. Jason's not familiar. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a fan of Parks and Recreation. And I thought I need to come up with a company, a fake dental company. And what better than Sweetums Dental?
Sweetums Dental, Plano, Texas, Chris? That's going to be our city?
Plano, just north of Dallas.
Okay, just north of Dallas. And we picked a dental office because Chris and I a lot of you guys out there, local campaigns are kind of the popular thing with
our
audience.
It's a perfect local professional service that everybody's going to be searching for that has plenty of traffic and competition.
And it's a dental practice, but the same theory is going to be able to apply to a plumber, a roofer, a lawyer, whatever. You have multiple services. You're getting in front of people around you who are looking for what you offer. And this is a great example kind of business.
Yeah, we're not looking for you guys to copy what we're doing. What we want you to do is understand the process behind it. So the cool part is, every time we go through this, we're going to take the campaign that we have and we're going to make it available to you guys to download. So I'm going to provide an Excel file, or if you use AdWords Editor, I can export in AdWords Editor format so that you can import that into your AdWords Editor and look at what we've built so you can kind of follow along and see it. So listen, and then you can see it on your screen, and hopefully it's going to make sense. Everything's going to pop for you guys. It's going to click what we're looking for.
Yeah, we add value, Chris, because we could just have this little marketing podcast and talk about how the only way AdWords works is with skags and have some mysterious process no one can figure out how to set up.
Yeah.
And we just
super
say that
complicated.
Week after week. Yeah.
Come up with these, like, it's all about long tail keywords.
It's all
guys.
About having at least 10,000 keywords in every account.
but
no, we're giving real value here, Chris. This is amazing. So with that said, let's kick it off here. Let's take us to the point of new business where a client calls you or calls me, Chris Schaefer, Jason Rothman. Hey, I'm a dentist. I'm in Plano, Texas. I want to run AdWords. What do you say to them next, Chris?
Yeah, so basically I'll be the client. I'll play the client in this role. But basically it's a dentist, Sweetums Dental, and they are located in Plano, just north of Dallas, Texas.
I'm a huge Mavericks fan.
Okay.
I just had to let you know, like, I love Dallas. Like, okay. Are we for real doing the client thing where I tell him my favorite team is in that city?
Oh, is this how you, are we getting a glimpse into how Jason talks to his clients?
It's a bounce back year for the Mavs, but I like our team. We're young, but I think we're going to be real good in a couple
of years. What, Sweetums Dental is into candy and teeth rotting. They're not into sports, so it's not going to help here. You already closed the client. You don't have to worry about it.
Stop selling, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to sell this time. But they have 2,000, what do we decide, 2,000 or 1,500 to spend?
$1,500.
$1,500 a month to spend on Google search.
Yep.
Okay, so here's the goals of the client. The goal wants to reach people, of course, in the immediate Plano area that are searching for dental services, dentists, stuff like that. They also want to reach people that are outside of the Plano area that maybe work outside of Plano and might be searching during the work hours. You know, on Tuesday afternoon, they're actually in downtown working, but they're looking for a Plano dentist. So we need to address that as well. So they're trying to reach all the appropriate audience within their immediate area that would be willing to drive to their location. So all the things to keep in mind on how we build this out. So Jason, what do you think first? How many campaigns would you approach this with? What are your thoughts on how we would start this strategy?
Well, you know, if you look at some of the literature out there, people make it seem like you need a new campaign for every single service. I don't think you, either of us, do that just because of the complication. The benefit of it, it's not that beneficial compared to the time and effort it takes. So definitely going to have one campaign for local dentist searches, all the different kind of services we offer, because we can control what ads show up to what keywords through ad groups. So I'm going to house all my regular services in one campaign. We both call it like a search campaign. We're going to name our search-local. That's going to get the majority of our budget. And then I like the idea that you came up with, and this is definitely not something a client would come up with, Chris, targeting the surrounding area around Plano, all the cities around Plano, where people could go work, but they actually live in Plano and want their dentist to be in Plano. So we're going to set up a search-Dallas page, and that is going to target... A campaign that's going to target areas around Plano, but not Plano, and it's only going to have keywords that include Plano in it. So I think two campaigns is a good point to start off with.
Okay, yeah. So there it is. That is the backbone of how this dentist campaign works. We have a extreme local that is just focused on immediate area, and then a broader area that focused on people that are searching for Plano. So let's talk about the search local, which is the immediate Plano area. So Jason, I kind of have a framework up here already, and listeners, again, we will provide this so that you guys can see what we're looking at. But for now, you know, just imagine what we're doing here is just strategy. From here, we want to figure out how many ad groups we need for this campaign.
Right.
So Jason, first thought is obviously you're going to need something like dentist, right? You're going to need just obvious dentist keywords. So there's one.
And what comes to mind, I mean, we're not going to talk about keywords yet, but we got to at least know a general idea to make these ad groups. So dentist are going to be the words like local dentist, dentist near me. That's a classic kind of like people just searching for that service.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about keywords at a later point. But then, Chris, if you just drive around and you look at dental office signs out there, you see the different kind of things they focus on. Kids dentist or emergency dentist or family dentist. They serve everybody in the family. Open on Saturdays, weekend dentist is huge. Whitening services are big. And then a couple more are local ad groups for Dallas-related searches, because even though someone's in Plano, people in Plano might refer to their overall area as Dallas. And then Plano searches, people looking for words like dentist plus Plano, Plano dentist, dentist in Plano. So that's the ad groups we have here, Chris. And the way you would get these ad groups is by, you could look at your client's website to see the different services they offer, and then asking them questions about like, what do you want to show up on when people go to Google? they're going to tell you dentist, of course. If they're a kid's dentist, they'll tell you kid's dentist. But then you really kind of have to interview them about, like, what are your services? Because emergency dental, that's not something most AdWords managers can just pull out of a hat. That's something that, like, the client's going to tell them, hey, a lot of customers are really impressed with this. It's a big thing for us that we specialize in. We always want to show up when someone searches emergency dental. That said, Chris, you have another ad group in here called appointment. Tell me what this is. This is not hitting me.
Yeah, so Sweetums Dental offers an online scheduling system for people to be able to book their appointment through their website, right? You can pick their time. So one thing that is important, now, initially you might think, well, you know, I only have a couple keywords here. There's not so many ways that I can search beyond just dentist, but it's important that every type of way that a person might be searching, you want to approach that separately for a new ad group. So the idea here is dentist appointment. People might be searching for online dentist appointment or schedule dentist appointment online or schedule dentist or a dentist appointment, you know, stuff like that. So all these different ways that people search, approach those keywords separately because two reasons. One, you're able to write ads in that ad group exclusively to try and attract people that are searching that way.
Right.
Number two, you could very likely get better quality scores because it would be a bit more relevant to the search query that someone's doing. So those are the two reasons that we have, where we have nine different ad groups right now that that we've come up with. And I want to address, I just want to take a step back. So Jason, you went through a couple different ones. And I want to take a step back and let's talk about each one of these ad groups and the idea behind them, because I see a higher structure to the way that this works. And this is the way I often approach things. When I build a campaign, I very often have a piece of paper in front of me and I just start sketching ideas. And then I draw boxes and kind of say, okay, I start grouping things together. Okay. And I want to kind of do that audibly for people to hear. So here's the idea. There is a appointment and emergency and weekend, okay? Those are three ad groups that we have in this campaign, okay? One for appointment, one for people who are looking for dental emergency services, and people who are looking for dental appointments on the weekend, okay? I would take those three and group them into scheduling or, you know, specific type of search, search type that people are looking for because they're looking for a, you know, an appointment or they're looking for an emergency service or a weekend service. They're kind of all grouped together.
Right.
Okay. So what I like to do is I start thinking about that. Okay. If this is an appointment type, what other ones might there be? And the reason that I like to kind of break these out is because it helps jog my thoughts about other ways that I might be missing. Organization for me, I don't know about you, Jason, but organization for me helps me tremendously in AdWords building because it helps me understand what I'm trying to do, you know, what the structure and the system behind the whole thing is. So I can take a step back and say, okay, what am I missing?
Organization is everything. And I, like you, I also like to work backwards, think my way through this backwards. And I also, it's kind of like building a house. If the organization is not right, if the structure is not right, the foundation, you're going to have a horrible mess on your hands once you start getting traffic and try to make optimization decisions.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to take another organization here. So let's call those three type. Okay. So I'm actually going in and I'm adding the word type to each one of those in the ad groups. So
now,
I can do that.
What I like to do, Chris, when I group ad groups like this, it's not necessarily enough to create a whole new campaign, but so I can see things differently inside the campaign when I'm looking at the ad groups, I like to have my little notifier, whether it's an asterisk or the word type at the beginning of the ad group.
Yep.
So I can always sort by alphabetical order, or if I only want to see the type ad groups, I can filter with the word type and the ad group name. So I like adding it at the beginning as well.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say is for the whitening and the children, I think I might include those as a service.
Services,
I might enable those as service because they're very specific types of dental service. They don't really fit under dentist itself. That's more of a general category, but they're a service. So children, you know, pediatric dentists, stuff like that, and then whitening services. And keep in mind, you have to be specific. These are general terms, but once we get into the keywords, we're not going to choose the word teeth whitening, right? Because that will probably kill us on the volume of traffic and the amount of spend.
Oh yeah, it'd be horrible.
What we want to look for is something more specific like dentist whitening service or local
teeth whitening near me.
Yeah, teeth whitening, stuff
no,
like that.
No one's going to search teeth whitening near me to go buy a stick of, to go buy a product at Walgreens. They're not going to search that. Right. If they search local or near me, they're looking for a provider. Or if they search the word provider, they're looking for
exactly.
a provider.
Exactly. So that's important. So we'll get into that later, but that's part of the reasoning why we label these ad groups this way, so that we can kind of structure and understand how it's working. Because just like I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, imagine yourself 6 months down the road from now. Do you know what these ad groups were originally built for? Do you know the purpose behind these keywords? And part of this structure and hierarchy system is to make sure that you remember that in the future and you understand right. why it was built a certain way.
Chris, you speak of that. I put plaques in my office, plaques of quotes.
Of course
you do. I'm going to give you one here that gives everyone a little bit into the psyche of Jason Rothman here. So one says, Frank, we can be successful and have enemies, or be unsuccessful and have friends. That's a choice we make. That's from the movie American Gangster in 2007.
Movie quotes, not just quotes, movie quotes.
Not wow. just quotes, movie quotes. And that's a dark, dark quote there. But right next to it, Chris, I'm going to get a Chris Schaefer plaque. I promise you. I'm going to post it on the social media. Because what you said, and I tweeted this the other day, it got more likes than anything I've tweeted in a long time. You said, build your AdWords accounts like you like to manage them. And building them with the mindset of, I'm going to build it like I like to manage it. That's the most genius thing I've ever heard related to Google AdWords since the creation of Google AdWords. Seriously.
Wow. That's,
and thank you. The process we're going through here today, we keep going back to it. We're building this out. We're labeling our ad groups to help us with the management. So we're thinking two steps ahead. And honestly, I'm going to get that plaque made because really that's everything. If you build it out the way you want to manage it, it makes managing it easy and effective.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just like you, I tend to label my ad groups, and it's super interesting that we've never talked to each other about that. And there's nothing about that online, but we're both doing it.
That's why I love this live build out how to process, because these are the kind of things we would never talk about. And I know it's kind of monotonous to talk about ad groups. You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys that are listening have listened for a while and you understand ad groups, but I'm looking for these little nuggets just like that, can make a difference.
Yeah, we're basically with this process over the coming weeks, we've obviously given the definitions of everything, Chris, but we're trying to take what we do in our heads that make us so effective that we never really verbalize because it's such deep kind of custom stuff like labeling ad groups. And we're trying to put this process down on audio and put it out there and verbalize what we're doing. So that's real interesting.
Who gives out free built out AdWords campaigns anyway?
Right.
I don't know if I've come across one. I don't know if we're breaking new ground here, but I'm going to say we're breaking new ground. I'm just going to say
breaking wind, breaking new ground. So Chris, we've got our types ad groups, appointment, emergency, weekend, the types of searches. We have our services, different kind of dental services that are just a little bit unrelated from just general dental searches. So we got children, kids dentists, pediatric dentists. Then we have our whitening service. And then you have local, and you put in Dallas and Plano. So kind of Plano is going to be keywords like dentist in Plano, Plano dentist, dental office in Plano. I get it. Maybe you could put zip codes in there near their office. But why Dallas? Why have an ad group for keywords like dentist office in Dallas, Dallas dentist, when this campaign, the local campaign, is going to have people physically in Plano? Why have the Dallas keywords in here?
Right. Well, the thing is, if you were to run a campaign just in the general Dallas area, and you had the word Plano and you had the word Dallas, obviously the word Dallas would be much more searched. And even people that aren't necessarily in Dallas proper are still going to use the terminology for Dallas, okay? And the point is, we set these ad groups up not because we think they're all going to be successful, but because the best answer to every AdWords question is test.
Test
every time. Test it. So this ad group, we haven't talked about bids yet, but this ad group would probably be a little bit lower, because we don't want to get people searching for Dallas dentist, but we do want to get people that are in the Plano area that use the word Dallas.
Right, because they could be at home in Plano searching for a Dallas dentist during the workday when they head into Dallas and work. So it could be that, but it could be that people in Plano still refer to their area as Dallas, and we could get some really good traffic. Like you're saying, just test it. So just so I'm clear here, Chris, this is basically like if someone lives in Brooklyn inside of New York City, we would do something like Brooklyn dentist, but then people who live in Brooklyn could also refer to themselves as living in NYC, living in New York City, and we target those kind of keywords as well.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of variety and you never know what's going to work. That's why AdWords is such a wonderful system, because you can test it. You can put a little bit smaller bid on this, let it run for a little while. If you're getting junk and it's not working, shut it down and no harm done. You've actually done more good than not, because you've learned that it doesn't work, which is great.
So, Chris, we have two more ad groups, family and dentist. People who search for like family dentist near me, would that be a service, or what are you thinking there?
I think so too.
Okay.
I didn't label that one, but yeah, I think that really falls under service. I'll add that.
That'll be a service. And then tell us about this dentist ad group.
Right. I use this a lot. I don't know. I'm sure you have some type of general labeling system for just middle of the road terminology.
Winning. It's just every ad group just says winning. Rothman PPC.
Winning.
Winning.
So it sounds like you use asterisks a lot. I tend to use just the word general. I just put general because it's kind of middle of the road. It's just core terms. I'll either use the word core.
I like it. I like core.
Yeah.
Either one. Yeah.
When someone looks at your campaign, you see words like core and test and all, you know, it
looks... No, I like general. I'm going back and forth. This is what it's like to work with me, Chris. I just go back and forth.
I'm exhausted already.
In the wind. Yeah, general.
Yeah. But that's the idea. So I'm just going to call the dentist, which are the keywords that are just dentist near me, dentist nearby, local dentist, dentist in, stuff like that. So that's the terminology. It's not necessarily Plano or Dallas or family or child. It's just dentist.
Okay, and very curiously, I work with a lot of dentists, Chris. You left off sedation dentistry. This is my favorite form of dentistry, because when I go to the dentist, I like to just be totally knocked out in front of someone I've never met before. Like, and that's what I love to do with any kind of service. Like when my girlfriend goes and gets a pedicure, she goes to the sedation pedicure place.
Sedation.
Yeah. She's just like, knock me out while you do my feet. Cause I just, yeah. Why not knock me out around a bunch of strangers?
Yeah, that's the way I like to get foot massages is first they take off my pants. I don't know why they do that. And then I get sedated. So it's always.
I love my CPA here. I got a great CPA I work with. They've really kept my business on track and all the paperwork and stuff. But why not search sedation CPA? Why not get knocked out while someone does your taxes and takes all your money, you know?
It sounds like it'd be a whole lot more easy to get through than, you know, having to sit through that boring CPA meeting.
So sedation, we're going to...
No, you know what, Chris?
It turns out
Sweetums doesn't do that, Jason. I talked to the Sweetums exec and they don't do sedation dentistry. So
why not? That's not their thing.
Yeah, they spent all their money on their free giveaway of the Nutri-Yum bars. The Nutri-Yum bars, okay. Which are free giveaways for new clients.
All right, so I don't get to do sedation dentistry?
No, we're going to leave that one off. I don't think it'd get any traffic anyway, honestly. Just weirdos like you searching for that.
No, honestly, someone's going to get mad, Chris. We're not joking about sedation. I think what the thing is, Chris...
No one's going to get mad.
I think people pass out. Chris, it's 2017. Of course someone's getting mad. That's
well, not anyone
we
that I care
days.
About. I'm going to call you out. Person that just got mad about that, I don't care. Unsubscribe. All
Thank
right.
you. That's how you grow the show. I think it's for people who can't handle dental work. They pass out. But anyway, so... Okay. What's the deal here, Chris? We have our ad groups. Now, personally, I think we should go into the settings, knock out the settings and the podcast with that. And then next time we'll get into the Dallas area outside of Plano, but targeting Plano keywords, because that's kind of tough to talk about in 2 minutes.
Yeah. So I don't think there's need in going through everything for all the settings, because part of this is I want you guys to download the export of this campaign build and take a look at it, because I want you to see, specifically, I want you to see how Jason and I build out the geographic targeting. Now, I know you may not be from Plano, but what I want you to do is I want you
they
to...
may not be.
0.05% of you, are from Plano. So thank you that I made this extremely relevant to you. But for the rest of you...
What a lucky person. That guy listening who runs a dental office in Plano.
He's like, my dream.
Jackpot.
But basically... I want you to see how we did the targeted locations in this, because it's very specific for each of the local and in the greater Dallas targeting. And I don't want to try and explain it on the podcast, but I want you to download it. Look at the advanced settings so you can, or the advanced search view, which shows the map of the geographic targeting, and take a look at the way that's done. So obviously you don't do Sweetums Dentistry in Plano, but imagine, you know, how that might work for you. You know, if you do a local campaign, how that would look.
Right.
And, you know, mimic that kind of idea.
Chris, going to call you out on the podcast in front of everybody.
Great. As always.
Have
Absolutely.
You seen some of the questions we've gotten that come in? I do think we need to go through the settings, but I think it would make one heck of an additional YouTube video.
Don't do that to me.
Well, then, Chris, I'm giving you a rock and a hard place. Then we're going to go through it right now just a couple minutes. Chris, this is why people watch the show. I mean, okay, just for example, you're talking about the locations. I get questions all the time. You have a radius and you have the cities and the zip codes both targeting. Does the light purple mean anything different than the dark purple?
Oh.
Chris, let's bang them out here.
Can we just say, please just download it? Okay, well, let's just go through it. Let's not go through the geo, but let's go through the settings. I agree.
People ask about search network only. Okay, all features. That makes enough sense. But right. People ask about... It. Search network versus search partners, Chris.
Run through it then. Let's do
it. Okay, so networks, Google search versus search partners. People ask me all the time, Chris, I want to target Google. Why would I mess around with the search partners? Where does that even show up? Why would someone search for a dentist on search partners? So I tell them, we don't really know where it shows up. It could be millions of places, but someone's still going to have to be in our location, and they're still going to have to be searching for a dentist. So no one's going to go to WebMD and search for dental offices in Plano, or they're not going to go to Home Depot and search for dental offices in Plano. It's going to be some search engine or website where they're actually looking for a dentist. So you and I always leave it as a default on, test it. Devices, Chris, I get questions all the time. Should I have a mobile-only campaign? Should I have a tablet campaign? I don't think so.
Oh, no. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
People with, is it Katie? The
down in Australia.
Yeah. She emailed again to say thanks for, she freaked out. She's going to freak out again. Hope you aren't driving.
Katie, we're going to talk about you on every show.
Every show. Because she freaked out. I love freaking out strangers. So basically, people like Katie's boss may say, well, these guys don't know what they're talking about. They should have a mobile-only campaign so they can monitor mobile traffic and see how that and be able to target that specifically. We have not even gotten into mobile and how we address the mobile audience, but that is absolutely something we purposely did not do. So I think that's important to note here is we are done with the number of campaigns we're building. Right. We are not building out a mobile-only campaign later. This is actually it. This is all the campaigns we need. So
yeah, all devices in this one campaign, and then we can make adjustments based on the data at the device level. Now, interesting thing, you did geos with zip codes in a 5-mile radius around their office, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A question a client's going to ask you, or someone might ask, how come you didn't target the city of Plano when this is a Plano dentist? I just put in Plano. And Plano actually extends farther outside of that 5-mile radius. So if you're a dentist in Plano, you don't have to target a city with a reach in AdWords of 1.7 million people. That's what the reach is. That's how many people pass through Plano every day. You can just do your 5-mile radius because that's where you want people nearby because there's so many dentists in town. So I think that's a great idea, Chris, to do the radius.
Yeah. I mean, I drive about 3 miles. 4 miles to my dentist and, you know, a couple miles to my eye doctor, a couple miles to my local doctor. I mean, I don't drive 10 miles, so you would never want to target anything beyond that. And so that's why people have to get out of the idea of targeting city-wide or county-wide. Right. There might be certain people, you know, saying in order to capture all the audience, that's not what your goal should be in AdWords. It should be to capture the most likely to convert audience, not everyone at the same time. So that's the idea there. So again, download the thing and you can see the way that we built out our targeting. You might be surprised that quite how small it is compared to what you might think.
But not too small, Chris. I've got clients who want to do a 1-mile radius and stuff, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
People in your location, bidding, we do manual bids with, I like putting on enhanced cost per conversion once we get the conversion tracking going. And then our schedule, Chris, for me, for a dental office, unless they do 24/7 emergency dental, which it doesn't seem like this Sweetums
does. No, Sweetums does not.
Okay, thanks for clarifying. Like, I would only recommend business hours to start with. If you only have $1,500 a month, why not try to spend all of that during the times when you can actually answer the phone and schedule new patients?
Right. And we'll talk about, I think we should talk about ad scheduling a little bit later, but when you download the campaign, you'll notice that I have some bid adjustments for different times of the day and different days of the week. And the idea there is, you know, I'm imagining that the client's saying, we do get some people searching early in the morning,
right?
But we don't answer the phones until after, what did I sit on there? 9 a.m. So what I did is I set up, you know, lower bids before 9 a.m. So people that are searching and they're like, oh, I got to get a dentist appointment. My tooth's killing me. They're laying in bed and they're waking up in the morning. They're like doing a search. A little bit lower bids because I don't want to push my full budget in those hours when we're not open. But then once the hours are open, full bid, full budget, I'm ready to go. And that's, you know, that's kind of the idea behind that.
Now, two more for you here, Chris. In terms of ad delivery, unless the person is really, really wanting to be super aggressive early in the day and just get as much as possible, or if you have a huge budget, unless that's the case, both of us are going to optimize the ad delivery just throughout the day, whatever the default is with Google, whatever they call it. Delivery method, sorry.
Yeah, delivery method.
Standard versus accelerated. We like standard, unless someone's really pushing, trying to spend as much as possible in a huge budget. Standard, let it run evenly throughout the day. That's the default. The final one here, Chris, is a little controversial, or as they say in other languages, controversial. All languages here, Chris. This is something we talked about privately the other day.
Yes.
Why not English?
Okay, so Walt, who is...
We had a breakthrough together.
Our recent guest, Walt, from Click Control Marketing, pushed Jason and I in an area that I had been pretty firm about for years, is I only do stuff in English. I only target people in English because I speak English. I write ads in English. The keywords are in English. That's just what I do. But right. The thing is, the way that AdWords works is someone can do a search in English and trigger my keyword, but they may not see my ad because their browser setting is set for Spanish, but they're doing their search in English. They speak English. They're, you know, might be more comfortable in Spanish, but, you know, they're doing their search in English because that's, you know, they want to find an English-speaking dentist to go to.
Right.
And so I set all languages. As long as they're searching these words in English,
yeah,
they can be from Portugal or wherever, speak whatever language, but they can still see my ad. So
yeah.
Thank you, Walt. It's opened up my eyes to, you know, the possibilities there. But and I specifically did it on this one because it's a small local campaign. I want to get as much traffic as I can because I'll tell you, once we hit the go button on this, there's not going to be a whole lot of it.
This really is a paid search podcast kind of exclusive here, Chris, because if someone's browser is in Croatian, but and they may be at home in Plano, they speak Croatian, but they've lived in America a long time. They all speak English in this family. Their browser's in Croatian, but they do a search, dentist in Plano, in English, because they can't speak English, and they do when they're out in the world. And every other Plano dentist AdWords campaign is set to English only. We might be one of the only advertisers eligible to even show and get a super low cost per click.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. So not only do we have an opportunity to show, but we might be one of the few that do because they have a non-English language chosen.
Right. Because most people are doing what we used to do, which was English only. Now, here's the thing, Chris. Google listens to this show. We know that.
Yeah.
This is Google. The number one AdWords podcast. We know they listen.
Yep.
Thank you guys for listening. Chris has a great point. Tell us what you want to be able to do with this language data. You want to be able to segment it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We were talking about this the other day in our group chat. Basically, Google, Mountain View, I want to filter this data and see just the way that I can see device information,
conversion,
desktop, mobile, and tablet. I want to be able to see English, Spanish, French. I want to see who searches based on those languages.
And make bid adjustments.
Make it bid adjustments. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
So, Chris, that is the settings and structure of our dental office in Plano, Sweetums Dental. Guys, we're going deep with this one. On the next episode, we're going to talk about the Dallas campaign, which targets Plano keywords around Plano, but not in Plano. And we'll see how far we can get on that episode, Chris, in terms of getting to keywords. Once we do the campaign settings and structure for the Dallas area campaign, we're going to then branch out into keywords.
Yeah. The bulk of next episode is going to be talking about, now that you have your ad groups,
fill them up.
Yeah.
What are you going to
what
target?
What keywords do you choose? We're going to talk about, you know, what keywords to go. We're not going to get into match types yet. We're going to get into just basic ideas of how to fill out these empty ad groups.
Exactly. So guys, give us feedback. Chris lives and dies by your feedback.
Every day.
Every day. Tell us what you think about going deep with this how-to, and send your questions in for what questions you have when you build out a campaign like this, because we're going to be doing this for the next few episodes and we'll answer them. And I just want to tease them, Chris. Episode 80, we're going to take a little break from this how-to, and we've got a hot pod, hot interview, Chris.
Hot pod.
It's going to be some seriously hot pod.
Yeah, it's good
stuff.
I'm
super excited.
I know, you've been working on, Jason has used his magic fingers and made this happen.
Just the fact that this person is coming on our little show, isn't that amazing, Chris?
It is. Yeah. We've made it.
So guys, we've only made it because you listen and share the show. So thank you guys for listening. By the way, everybody, we have a YouTube channel if you want to see us record the show. And please share the show with your friends. We'll be back Monday with the keywords discussion of Sweatums. Sweetums.
No, I'm going to get you to watch that show.
This stupid show's dental practice.
Go to our Facebook page and make sure Jason starts watching Parks and Rec. You guys out there, I know there's fans out there. Make sure Jason's watching it. He's really missing out.
Goodbye.
Are you going to end it? Bye.
Bye.